Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, July 10th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, a new rumor suggests that the iPhone 12 Pro released this year will feature 6GB of RAM, up from the 4GB found in the current iPhone 11 lineup. The rumor also adds that the non-Pro models of the iPhone 12 will stick with 4GB for another year. The iPhone 12 lineup is expected to consist of four devices across three different screen sizes: one 5.4-inch model, two 6.1-inch models, and one 6.7-inch model. The 5.4-inch iPhone 12 and one of the 6.1-inch variants are expected to be the lower-end non-Pro models. The other 6.1-inch and the 6.7-inch are expected to be the iPhone 12 Pro options. All four of the iPhone 12 models will feature OLED displays, as corroborated most recently by a supply chain report this week. The differentiating factor will be the camera technology, as the two lower-end models will feature a dual-camera setup, while the iPhone 12 Pro will feature a triple-lens design with a LiDAR scanner on the back. If today's rumor turns out to be true, then we also now know that the RAM will be another differentiating factor between the iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro. But as we've learned in the past, Apple does not actually advertise RAM amounts in the iPhone lineup, so don't expect this to be mentioned on stage. In other news, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new investor report this morning focused on Apple's transition to Apple Silicon in the Mac. The analyst reiterates that the 13-inch MacBook Pro will be the first model to make the switch to Apple Silicon processors, with shipments to consumers starting in the fourth quarter of this year. At the same time, Kuo expects a MacBook Air with Apple Silicon to enter mass production, and in 2021, Kuo believes that Apple will release a redesigned MacBook Pro lineup, including a redesigned industrial design and 14-inch and 16-inch screen sizes. It's unclear if the 16-inch MacBook Pro will get another update before then. The machine was released towards the end of 2019, so if there isn't an update before the switch to Apple Silicon in mid-2021, Kuo's timeline would result in an 18 to 24-month wait between revisions. Finally, Kuo speculates that the cost reductions associated with switching from Intel to Apple Silicon would allow Apple to lower the entry-level price of the MacBook Air. But whether or not Apple passes that savings along to consumers or puts the cost savings elsewhere remains to be seen. We are sponsored this week by Waterminder and Calorie, two applications that make it easier for you to live a healthy and productive life. Keeping track of your daily water intake and making sure your body is well hydrated is not an easy task in today's busy world. But Waterminder is the ultimate tracking tool to stay on top of your daily water intake using iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. But for ultimate food tracking, check out Calorie. From the creators of Waterminder, Calorie is the easiest way to count calories, track macros, and all of your food intake from your iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch. Calorie allows you to seamlessly track everything you eat throughout the day with quick access from Siri shortcuts, Apple Watch, and more. You can learn more and get started today with both Waterminder and Calorie at the link in the show notes below or by searching for them in the App Store on your devices. That's Waterminder and Calorie, C-A-L-O-R-Y. After releasing the second developer beta earlier this week, Apple has now released the first public betas of iOS 14, iPadOS 14, and tvOS 14. This means that anyone who is interested in testing Apple's latest updates can head to Apple's website and sign up for public beta testing and join today. Apple's latest software versions won't be complete until this fall, at which point they will be released to the general public as well. For now, beta testers should still expect performance and stability issues when running the iOS 14, tvOS 14, and iPadOS 14 public betas on primary devices. iOS 14 brings a variety of new features and capabilities to the iPhone, including support for widgets on the home screen, picture-in-picture video, the all-new app library, and much more. We are still waiting on the public betas of watchOS 7 and macOS 11 Big Sur, but we expect them to be released sooner rather than later. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys include Apple Watch Series 3, which returns to its all-time low at Amazon of $169 as both 38 and 42 millimeter models go on sale. Also today only over at Amazon, you can save on previous generation 13-inch MacBook Pros on sale from $1,150, which is amongst the best offers we've seen in 2020. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen every day. It's also very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find 9to5 Mac Daily. Again, my thanks to Waterminder and Calorie for their support of the show this week. You can get started with both of these apps at the links in the show notes below. You can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.